With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Pat Conroy is a Southern writer with an ever-growing audience. Conroy's latest and most ambitious work, The Prince of Tides, was quick to hit the bestseller list. He also wrote The Water is Wide, which was made into a film called Conrack. And he wrote The Lords of Discipline and The Great Santini, also successful movies. But Pat Conroy says some of his Southern fundamentalist relatives are shocked by his work.
I have a certain part of my family that reads my books not with a literary, critical sensibility, but with a religious sensibility. Many of my relatives around Piedmont, Alabama especially, are Southern Baptists of a very proper sort. They simply go crazy every time a book of mine comes out.
Pat Conroy's Aunt Helen, for example, tells him he ought to write a book that a Christian can read. Conroy's father was a Marine Corps fighter pilot who raised his family with an iron fist.
His theory is if he hit me more as I was a child, I'd be a much better writer today.
As a youth, Conroy had little to say about his life.
Dad was not the type of father who would say, then, son, where would you like to go to college? He said, son, I have chosen the college for you. It's the Citadel.
So Pat Conroy was enrolled at the Military College of South Carolina.
Dad always thought because I majored in English in college, it was an open admission that I was gay. He could never understand a boy majoring in English, and it was the same reason he did not allow me to type or take typing when I was in high school. That was a girls' course. That decision has cost me more money than any other one my father's made in my lifetime.
Because Conroy has never learned to type and must laboriously write his novels by hand. The Prince of Tides by Pat Conroy is the story of a troubled shrimping family known as the Wingos, who stand off against hurricanes, rapists, racism, and even the government, which claims their land for a plutonium plant. Published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Pat Conroy, whose latest novel is The Prince of Tides, wrote his first book a year after he graduated from the Citadel in South Carolina. It was about the assistant commandant of cadets who had been unceremoniously fired from the military school and who had befriended Conroy when he was a student.
After I wrote the book, I was sitting in his house in Charleston, and he said, Bubba, you're an English major. How do we go about getting the book published? And I said, Colonel, I have no cotton picking idea. He smoked a cigar for a while, and then he said, and I swear this is true, he said, let's look at the Yellow Pages.
In the Yellow Pages, under printing, they found a company that advertised invitations, business cards, books.
I went down, I said, look, I've got this book I want published. They said, wonderful. $1,500, we'll give you 500 copies.
So Pat Conroy headed to the Buford, South Carolina bank and borrowed $1,500.
And I published my first book and thought I had discovered the secret of publishing on the first time out and had no idea that people do not normally publish or pay for their own books.
Nevertheless, Conroy sold all the copies of his self-published book, The Boo. While The Boo was somewhat critical of the Citadel, it was not as critical as Conroy's later novel, The Lords of Discipline, which looks at brutality and racism at a Southern military school. After college, Pat Conroy landed a job as a teacher and coach at an all-black grade school on a rural island off the South Carolina coast.
Found kids who did not know what country they lived in, did not know what state they lived in, thought that Savannah, Georgia was the largest city in the world, which wasn't so bad, but they thought Bluffton, South Carolina was the second largest city.
Conroy's experience as a teacher led to his novel, The Water is Wide, filmed as Conrack for the movies. Houghton Mifflin published Pat Conroy's latest novel, The Prince of Tides, the saga of a brawling shrimping family and their failures and success. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1972, writer Pat Conroy, whose latest novel, The Prince of Tides, is on the bestseller list, wrote a book about his year as a teacher in a rural black grade school on an island off the South Carolina coast. Called The Water is Wide, it was not Conroy's first book. 2 years earlier, he had paid $1,500 to self-publish a memoir about a teacher at the Citadel where he had gone to school. Someone told Conroy he needed a literary agent to sell The Water is Wide, so Conroy phoned New York agent Julian Bach.
Julian was enraged. You can imagine an agent getting... He said, I've never heard of South Carolina, barely. I've never heard of Buford in my life. Get off the phone. But he agreed to at least read the story.
Since Conroy couldn't type, friends and neighbors who could were each given chapters of the book, and it was sent off to Julian Bach on various pages of onion skin paper, line paper, yellow paper. But Julian Bach found the book, a publisher.
He called me up and said, Houghton Mifflin, who published Emerson and Thoreau, has taken your book for publication, and here's the great news, $7,500. I said, Julian, I don't think Willie Shepherd down at Buford Bank is going to lend me that much money. Julian said, Pat, you do realize they pay you.
Later, Conroy wrote The Great Santini, a thinly veiled portrait of his father, a Marine Corps fighter pilot, who is portrayed in the book and the subsequent movie as a tyrannical bully. But Conroy says that today, his father shows no anger over the characterization.
Dad now considers himself a literary figure. And he said the stupidest thing in the history of literature was that I killed him off at the end of The Great Santini. He wanted sequels.
In fact, Pat Conroy's father does reappear in The Prince of Tides, this time as a shrimper and head of a troubled family that does battle with themselves and with the outside world. Published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The idea for Pat Conroy's best-selling novel of a Southern family, The Prince of Tides, stems from something he saw when Conroy was a kid in the 1950s.
My parents and I were driving through South Carolina when my mother pointed out a town to me, and she said they moved that town. It was Ellington, South Carolina, which was actually physically moved by the federal government when they put in the Savannah River Project that was going to make plutonium.
The Prince of Tides describes the events leading up to the government's takeover of the land owned by the Wingo family. There are some implausibilities in The Prince of Tides, such as a scene in which a tiger rescues the Wingo family from a band of rapists. However, Pat Conroy recalls a South Carolina gas station dealer who actually displayed a live tiger in a cage to promote Esso's Tiger in Your Tank ad campaign.
I remember this story when I was sitting in Rome, Italy, next to a woman with one arm. And I said, how'd you lose that arm? And she said, a tiger tore it off when I got too near its cage at the zoo. And I realized that I had a tiger in a backyard. And this is the imaginary road it took of putting all that stuff together.
Pat Conroy and his family are living in Rome, Italy, after 10 years in Atlanta. Conroy wants his kids to have the experience of living abroad for a while. He admits he is a bit of a mystery to his Italian neighbors.
They sort of see me as I wander around my neighborhood as a gangling, brawling idiot savant that they cannot figure out what I'm doing over there, how I make my living.
Conroy expects to live in Rome for the next 3 years.
I'm going to have this European continental air the next time you see me. I'll be very urbane, civilized.
Not too urbane or civilized, I hope, for that might detract from the inherent southern qualities of Pat Conroy, author of The Prince of Tides, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.